The start of a new academic year often triggers painful memories for the 1,100 or so students who drop out of high school in Boston every year. Dropouts cite three main reasons for leaving school. They fall too far behind, they have problems with school, or they encounter overwhelming personal obstacles. But as WBUR's Monica Brady-Myroff reports, the Boston Public Schools Reengagement Center in Roxbury is now helping students get back on the path to getting a diploma.
Every person who walks into the Reengagement Center to ask about completing high school is required to watch a video. It's a reality check.
Without your high school diploma, you're going to earn less than $1 million over your lifetime. But if you graduate from high school, you will earn $500,000 more.
That's Marvin Moore. He's one of two dropout recovery specialists who sit down with every former student looking to come back. And he doesn't sugarcoat life without a high school diploma. On this day in the center, he talks with one former student, showing her what it's like to live off a low-wage job.
So what you see here, this is the cost of living in Boston on your own, with no subsidies. So no MassHealth, no Section 8, no WIC, none of that stuff, just on your own. So a decent one-bedroom apartment is how much a month?
This young woman, who says she's too embarrassed to give her name, gives a big sigh halfway through the talk. Then Moore pulls out her transcript, which shows she spent 3 years in ninth grade. When she regularly cut school, she got Fs. But when she attended class, her grades improved, an A, two Bs, and three Cs.
I can tell you are a bright girl, but I bet you didn't even apply yourself.
Moore speaks from personal experience. He was a dropout who later got his diploma. Most of the people he now counsels have never seen their academic transcript and have no idea how close or how far they are from graduating. But many have passed the 10th grade MCAS requirement. All they need is some way to get back on track. The Reengagement Center doesn't offer classes. It's more of a free clearinghouse for former students to find the resources they need to resume school or get into an alternative program. Gail Forbes-Harris is the director.
We do know that when a student has a clear picture of who they are and where they are in relationship to earning that diploma, it really kind of puts things into perspective for them. And when you have that coupled with a group of people who are very passionate about the work that they do for young people, it really allows them to develop that kind of trust.
That trust is paying off with results. The first year the center was opened, 2009, it placed 81 kids back in school, in a GED program, or in online courses to make up credits. Last year, the center placed 450.
And then we're finding that people are graduating. We didn't expect that.
At least not so soon, Kathy Hamilton says. She's the Youth Transitions Director at the Boston Private Industry Council, which is a partner with Boston Schools in the Reengagement Center. Hamilton says in the beginning, some educators were naysayers.
People didn't think students would come back. They told us not to do this project when we started, that students wouldn't want to come back, and that if they did, we wouldn't be able to help them.
The dropout rate in Boston schools has been going down from 7.3% in 2009 to 6.4% in 2011. And the district's graduation rate has steadily risen since the center opened. Dominic Vozella, the credit recovery teacher, says the students coming back work hard because the real world has hit them.
They're fantastic students. The average student is above average in intelligence and work ethic. It's just that somewhere along the line they get dislocated from the mainstream for whatever reason.
That's what happened to 20-year-old Joanne Lucent. When she was a senior in high school, she got pregnant with her second child, and her school told her she couldn't attend anymore. She spent the next year feeling very left out. Then she came to the Reengagement Center.
It gave me hope, yes, because I had two kids, and I thought that I didn't have no hope, and I wasn't going to go back to school anymore. I was going to be a nobody, basically.
As Lucent clicks her pen nervously, she recalls how she cried when she found out she could finish her degree by taking credit recovery courses and classes at Boston Adult Technical Academy. On this day, she's heading to her first day back at school.
This morning, my son was like, "Why you have your book bag on?" And I'm like, "Because I'm going to school just like you. I'm going to get an education." So that was very fun.
Lucent is getting a ride to school with the director of the Reengagement Center, Gail Forbes-Harris.
But for me, it's like me taking my child to school for the first time. It doesn't matter when you go back. What's more important that you go back and you finish.
It's this personal touch that center staff and students say eases the path back to school. It's a one-of-a-kind center in Massachusetts, but similar outreach programs around the country are also showing good results. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov.